We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It is 9:40 now, 20 till 10 at WWL, in case you did not hear hear it. Supreme Court has blocked House Democrats from assessing Trump's financial records for now. They sent it back to lower courts, but they said that a New York prosecutor, who is Cyrus R. Vance Jr., is entitled to see President Trump's private and business financial records, so those will have to be released to him. Meg Faris is one of my favorites over at Channel 4, although I got to tell you, Meg, you didn't make me very happy the other evening. And I'll tell you hello now and welcome. How are you?
I am fine, thank you. I always love talking to you.
Right back at you. For those of us who didn't feel as though we already had enough of a target on our backs with COVID-19, Meg Faris has to tell us, and you're only reporting the news, you know I'm kidding you, about hair loss and how that could be related to this. I found this very interesting.
It is very interesting. I found it too, and it's a preliminary observation. And so, Tommy, here's what happened. In Spain, doctors started noticing that the sickest of the sickest, and in New York too, were men. The more people dying were men, a much higher percentage of men than women. So when they started looking at the men who had double pneumonia from COVID-19, a high percentage of them, 71%, had male pattern baldness. That's way more than the population. The population, and remember, women and men have male pattern, female pattern baldness. That's about 30 to 50%. So they started looking into the science, and it turns out men who have hair thinning, you have the same amount of testosterone circulating, same amount of male hormones, but the your genes make the receptor that grabs the testosterone more sensitive, more active, if you will. So that same receptor has to do with the infectability of how well this coronavirus gets into your cells and infects them. So found it very, very interesting. And you know, we've been finding in science, okay, we know that obesity, high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, we know you may have a harder time surviving this illness. So now this is an outward sign of, hey, be aware, protect yourself more. So it's preliminary, but that's what they're finding. What do you think?
Again, Meg, as if, you know... Did they, first of all, a couple of questions, because I know you were raised in a medical family. Double pneumonia is pneumonia in both lungs. Is it that simple?
Correct.
Okay. And in terms of male pattern baldness, is that different than regular baldness? Because you hear it referred to that way.
Oh, yeah. Male pattern baldness is regular baldness. And female pattern baldness, you kind of thin all over on the top. Male pattern baldness, you get those typical like divots going in the both the sides, you know, or you get the little top of the crown of your head, you're losing it. Mm-hmm. It's called androgenetic alopecia, so basically it's a genetic form of balding. That's compared to something else like stress or women who've gone through childbirth or if you've gone through anesthesia and surgery, that causes baldness, you know, or hair loss too. So this is, yes, male pattern baldness is just the typical thinning, but it means you have different genes and a different way of processing your testosterone. So, Not good. You know, it's interesting, Tommy. You'll appreciate this. When I was pitching the story idea in our editorial meeting at Channel 4 in the morning, all the men who chimed in have what I call the Kennedy hair gene, you know, where you just have this full head of hair till the day you
die.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. So anyway, it's just another outward sign of that your immune system may not take care of this virus as well as somebody else's immune system. Doesn't mean if you have a full head of hair, you're going to be fine. It's just another outward sign to say, hey, you may have a more severe case of this.
So do they then change treatment protocols for this, or just maybe more on the lookout? Or is this just something that, I hate to say fun fact because I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but just an ancillary note? Or what do they do with this from here, Meg?
No, that's a good question. Okay, so fun facts really come from curiosity. Some doctor got curious, hey, this is a pattern, no pun intended, that I'm seeing. So when you start testing hypotheses in science, that leads to something. That opens the door to something else. That leads to another thing. So the question they now have is, A, you know, Propecia and all these medicines that we give to help male pattern baldness, right? They're helping that receptor not be as sensitive to the male testosterone. Could those help these men? Could these medicines that we use, you know, the pill Propecia that you take, these anti-hormone or anti-androgens, anti-testosterone pills that we take, we use them for an enlarged prostate. We use them for prostate cancer. We use them for male pattern baldness. All these things we use so that the testosterone is not as active. Could that help these men not have this severe infection? So you see, that fun fact, that observation now leads to testing more hypotheses, which is how doctors get to answers. You know, and speaking of men, I hate to bring up Viagra, but Tommy, Viagra was all a mistake. They were testing oxygen levels in the blood, and the doctor serendipitously stumbled on Viagra, and it revolutionized the world. You know, so
it really
anyway,
did in a way.
You never know what you're going to stumble on when you start digging into science.
You probably could have used a better choice of words than that, but
okay,
I'll let it slide.
Penicillin. I'll use penicillin.
No.
We stumbled on penicillin.
No.
I won't.
No, that's not it. You said you were going to bring up Viagra.
Oh, so stop it.
You did. When it comes to this alopecia, isn't that the deal where people pull their hair out?
No, so alopecia is hair loss. So there's different types of alopecia. There's alopecia, androgenetic alopecia, meaning male androgenetic gene hair loss. So there's different types of alopecia. That just means hair loss. There is the illness where you pull your hair out. That's one type. You've seen those with children where they lose their hair, and people cut their hair locks of love and donate, and they make a wig for the children. That's a different type of alopecia. So there's all different type of things that can happen in your body that can cause hair loss. And androgenetic, meaning male pattern baldness, is a very, very common, up to 50% of the population in women and men. And you know what, Tommy? We just should have picked our parents better.
That's what my parents often said about me. My parents said that about me with their kids. Interesting.
Oh, stop.
So, you know, you were raised in a medical family, and you're just brilliant scientifically. I think you are.
Oh, stop it. I'm not.
Tell me as you've watched this whole COVID unfold, because I started this morning, Meg, at 5 o'clock, and I don't know if I'm going to drag you down a hole here or not, but it seems as though, getting back to my parents, my dad did say that before you're going to accomplish anything, you need to know what the hell it is you're trying to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
So in terms of COVID, I don't know, are we all pulling in a direction, same direction on this? Because it seems like everybody has their own little areas of interest or their own concerns, and that's not to minimize them and not to say that they're not real, but it just seems like, I don't know, it seems like there's so many different agendas, if you want to call it that, so many different concerns. I don't think we're all pulling together, or we don't have a clear mission statement, a clear set of rules, target? What are we trying to do with
coronavirus?
Do you think we do?
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. Okay, so let me tell you something I found interesting. It is very frustrating when you hear, well, wait, doctors, you told us, or CDC or whatever, Dr. Fauci, you told us don't wear a mask. It wouldn't help. And now you're telling us do. That is very frustrating to me as a regular old lay person, just like everyone else, trying to, you know, figure this out. Well, Dr. Adams, the Surgeon General, said something very interesting. He said, because we didn't know about this asymptomatic spread back then. So we thought, well, why do you have to wear a mask if you don't have symptoms? Well, then science kept unfolding and we kept learning at lightning speed, by the way. Scientists around the world are learning, hey, you can spread it when you have zero symptoms. So, yes, wear a mask. So I just try to listen to the science and not all the noise around it. I am one of those who really believe with 600 different groups working on a vaccine, we will have a vaccine by the end of this year. And I have to tell you, the studies are showing 50% of people are going to refuse to get it. I am going to be one of the first in line to get it because I know the doctors have been working on other coronavirus vaccines for a decade, and I really think their science is going to be on because they're really trying to get this right. And Tommy, I'm tired of living, of wearing goggles and a mask and not going to see my friends. And I have elderly aunt and uncle who I haven't seen since March. But we were talking in our editorial meeting today on Channel 4 that there's an article out about the vaccine possibly being tested here and how people were absolutely not. Well, that's a personal decision that everyone has to make for his or herself. And I'm not going to judge, and none of us should judge anyone. But I just feel if the scientists and doctors I trust believe in what their research is, that, yeah, I want it. I want antibodies to make my body stronger because I don't want to be on a ventilator, you know? So
I'm right there with you, Megan. I've even said, you know, I go bury a potato in the yard with St. Joseph or whatever you're supposed to do. If that, I don't care at this point. I'll do anything. So, yeah, I'll be glad to take the vaccine or whatever it's called, to take a part in a test or whatever. And you're saying they might do that here?
Yes, that's what we're hearing, but I don't have any details on that. But I'll have to get them for you, and we'll come back and we can talk about that in the future.
You've been involved with hurricane coverage, haven't you, in your life, in your career?
Oh, since the very first hurricane records go back to the 1800s, yes.
Well, wait, no, not that long. But the reason I ask that is I was thinking about it with the mask thing the other day, and I look at it as when I'm on my four-hour break, whatever it is, until we come back to talk about the hurricane, I don't really care what it does in between. I just care what it does when I'm back on the air and I need to know the latest coordinates, because before that doesn't really matter, does it? And that's the way I look at it with this mask thing, where I don't care about yesterday's coordinates. Give me today's coordinates, the latest you have, and those are the ones I'll pay attention to.
Good point. Yes, good point. And it's changing. It's changing so fast with what we're learning. And of course, you know, Tommy, science isn't math where it's this is 100%. People keep testing hypotheses, and the more and more people who get sick, the more people we have to test, the more long-term data we have. So we're all trying to figure this out, and I'm just relying on those doctors and the scientists, and I'm not relying on emotions and feelings and politics and all that type of thing. Give me the facts so I can not go in a hospital and not be on a ventilator.
Right there with you. I'm glad you came on today. It was good talking to you.
Love talking to you, Tommy.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, 8:53, taking a break. 9:53, don't want to go that way. 9:53, taking a break, coming back, talking to Newell Norman here on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.